This is TWiT.
Google is trying to develop new technologies for health. If you've been paying attention, you know that Google has been working on some projects, both creating them and sponsoring them, that could make lives better. Specifically, I've enjoyed reading about their smart contact lenses for diabetics that can detect glucose levels. And this is a little invention that Google has invested in that auto-stabilizes spoons. It allows Parkinson's patients to feed themselves by canceling out hand tremors. It sounds like something very simple, but for someone who hasn't been able to feed them for the better part of years and years, to finally be able to pick up a piece of tech and eat and have that dignity, it's huge. But it's not just about spoons and contact lenses. Google's really kind of going space age. Their Google X project is now looking at an application of nanocells. Now, here's how it would work. You would have a pill that you would swallow. It would contain thousands upon thousands of nanocells, little teeny tiny robots that are mass produced. These nanocells would be programmed to seek out particular cells inside the human body. For example, you could program them to look for abnormal cancerous cells. What they do once they attach to those cancer cells is they could be designed to fluoresce. So if you go under an MRI machine, the doctor would be able to see way before regular that you have cancer cells in your body. This is actually a serious problem today in cancer diagnosis, which is we don't have a good way for early diagnosis. Cancer cells that are spread throughout the body are normally too small, too few to show up in a standard MRI scan. But if you had these nanocells attached, and if they were designed to reflect that energy, well, suddenly you've got a great early advanced screening tool. Now, it's not just about fluorescing. These little cells could be used on a regular basis. Now, imagine this. Right now, when you go to the doctor, your doctor has a small snapshot, a couple of minutes out of your busy, busy year to take a look at what's going on with you. Maybe he's got some lab work at his disposal, but most of the time it's just what you say. How do you feel? What's your weight look like? What are you eating? With these nanocells, these nanoparticles, it would no longer be a guessing game. Your doctor would no longer have to say, well, I think because of your lab work, maybe you need to cut back on cholesterol, or maybe you're having problems with your weight. He could look at a year's worth of data if you were wearing a piece of technology on the outside of your body that would receive signals from these nanocells that could give him a minute-to-minute update on what your body was doing. He could tell you if you had heart problems. He could tell you if you had cardiovascular problems. He could show you exactly what your weight was doing down to the last minute. It's really a radical concept because it changes the way that we deliver healthcare, not only making it better, but making it more efficient. Because if we can mete out the preventative healthcare in a quick and efficient way, it actually becomes cheaper by the dozen.